Oh, it's gone. Good afternoon, Angelica.
Oh, hello, Stephen. Are we going to wait 5 minutes now before?
No, we're not going to wait 5 minutes. I promise you. We're going live today on Facebook and on LinkedIn and on Twitch, and I'm just waiting for the clock to get down to 4 minutes, and then we'll be on screen. If you're joining us live, thank you. If you're watching the replay, thank you. This is Ask Angelica. Yeah. I forgot, I've got a new studio.
Oh.
I wonder if I can do that. No, I can't change it whilst it's working.
But you can stop it when it gets to four.
I can just get rid of it, yeah.
Okay.
I can just click a button and it will disappear. So in 10 seconds, we'll be live with you, and just need to hide that first. And take that clock off. Yes. Right, it's gone.
That's it.
And we're here.
That's better.
Hello.
Hello, Stephen.
Right. Okay. So this is Ask Angelica, Season 5, Episode 9, Practical German for Easter. Angelica, would you like to explain what we're talking about?
Yes, this one is a little bit different because the last few shows of season 5 I've sort of looked for interesting vocabulary or sentences or sometimes words to a particular topic, and actually we did one for Easter many years ago already. So when I was looking for what we could do, I came across some really interesting information, stuff that's been puzzling me for quite a while. If you remember, two shows ago, we spoke about Carnival.
We did.
And then we spoke about Lent, because in Germany, you have the days before Lent starts, people really go over the top with parties and alcohol and celebration and all sorts of things. Whereas here in England, we have Pancake Day, because they used to get rid of all the food that they wouldn't be able to eat during Lent, including eggs. And that's always puzzled me a bit. So I don't want to say anything else, because you'll find out in a minute, although you find out in German first, followed by in English.
That's good. Okay, so welcome to the show. This is Ask Angelica, hang on, Practical German for Easter. And this is Season 5, Episode 9.
Mm.
So I just need to make one alteration. Or do I? I need to hide that card, I think. That's better.
That's it. Makes right. us look more beautiful, doesn't it?
It does. Right. So basically the way this works, Angelica's put together 10 German phrases with the English translations. I'm going to read them in German. Angelica will correct my pronunciation. Then together we will translate them. With your help, if you're watching us live, of course. All right, so phrase one. Der Osterhase, die Osterglocke, das Osterei.
Yeah, well, this is obviously not a sentence, just three words, all relation to Easter. Der Osterhase, die Osterglocke, das Osterei.
Okay. Hase is a hare. So Easter... Bunny.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Osterglocke, no idea.
Well, literally translated, it would be the Easter bell, but it's actually a flower. Which flower looks a bit like a bell and is around a lot around Easter?
Well, we saw a lot of them today. We went around a roundabout and they were full of daffodils.
That's it.
Okay, and I is egg, E-I, and yeah. We know Oster is Easter, so Easter egg.
Easter egg, yeah.
Okay, so the translation is Easter bunny, daffodil, and Easter egg. So that's our starter. Phrase two. Ostern ist jedes Jahr an einem anderen Datum.
Ostern ist jedes Jahr an einem anderen Datum.
Easter is jedes Jahr, every year, on under another date. So it's a different date every year.
Yeah. It's got something to do with the first spring full moon.
Right.
But I can't remember what it was exactly. But that's why Easter is on a different date rather than like Christmas, which is always on the 25th of December.
Yeah. And we've got to try and work out when it is. This year it's late, isn't it? Because it's on the April 9th weekend. Yeah.
It's not too bad.
Oh, okay.
I think we've had it at the end of March before, haven't we?
Bunter, press three, Bunter Eierzeigen, dass die Fastenzeit vorbei ist.
Yeah, Bunter Eierzeigen, dass die Fastenzeit vorbei ist.
Eier is eggs.
Yeah.
Bunter, ich weiß nicht.
Colourful.
Colourful. So, colourful Easter eggs. Right, okay. Fastenzeit was from the last show we did, fasting, so yeah. Lent.
Yeah.
Vorbei ist, gone. So shows that Lent is gone?
Yeah, or that Lent is over.
Okay. Again, these are phrases for Easter, which is just over a week's time. Phrase four. Wait a minute.
This is a long one. Sorry.
Let's just stop that again. Let's see if we can. I'm just going to make one change and just see what happens to our screen. So we're still here and I can go like this. I'm going to read it the second. I'll let it run round and then I'll read it the second time round. The English is shorter, of course, as usual, but let's go for it. So phrase four. Während der Fastenzeit haben die Menschen früher auf die viele Lebensmittel
verzichtet.
Verzichtet, ja. Mr. T.
So während der Fastenzeit haben die Menschen früher auf viele Lebensmittel verzichtet.
Okay, we've got most of it on screen.
No, you've got all of it on there now. Cool.
Right. It scrolls. Let's scroll down in a minute. During Lent, the people are happier. Earlier.
Well, früher can mean earlier, but in this case, it normally gets translated as used to. A long time ago, but we're not actually saying exactly how long.
Right. Okay, so translation is, during Lent, people used to give up a lot of food.
Yeah.
Okay, phrase five. Darunter auch auf Eier.
So darunter auch auf Eier. This is a follow-up. So während der Fastenzeit haben die Menschen früher auf viele Lebensmittel verzichtet. If I had done it as a complete whole sentence, I could have said, darunter haben sie auch auf Eier verzichtet. But that would be a bit clumsy. So we got rid of all the verzichtet in that. So it's just darunter auch auf Eier.
So auch auf is including darunter, under.
Yeah, literally translated amongst them also. But we would just say including. Sounds a lot better than amongst them.
Including eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, phrase six.
They used to give up eggs for Lent, but, and this
haben
is
the bit... Natürlich haben die Hühner weiterhin Eier gelegt.
Aber natürlich haben die Hühner weiterhin Eier gelegt.
So, whilst people weren't eating eggs... Naturally, hens were still laying eggs.
Exactly. I always wondered, what were they doing with them all? Because 40 days of hen laying eggs is a lot of eggs.
We know that. Okay, so phrase seven. Diese wurden Aufgehoben. These eggs would have been given away, or?
No. Well, no, you couldn't give them away because in those days, when it was Lent, they all fasted, didn't they? So the verb is aufheben. Now, aufheben can have several meanings. It can be the meaning of picking something up from the floor, which doesn't make sense here, but mm-hmm. it also means to keep something.
Ah.
Like in a safe place or anything.
So all eggs laid in Lent were kept?
Yeah.
Question is where?
Just in a cupboard, I guess.
Right, so they were touched. They were just put on one side in the larder. And, right, okay. Ready, we've got the mystery of the eggs.
Well, the next okay. sentence will explain it. And it's another last, a long one.
It is rather long. Let's play on the screen, then I'll read it. Ah, right, okay. Let's have a go. Phrase 8. Damit man muster wie alt welches Ei schon war, würden sie in verschiedenen Farben eingefärbt.
Ja. Damit man wusste, wie alt welches Ei schon war, wurden sie in verschiedenen Farben eingefärbt.
Okay, and we welcome our viewer. Joined us. We'll be going through the sentences again in a minute, so let's just update. Damit must. Right, so you wouldn't know how old the eggs were, would you?
No, but they had a system.
Ah, right.
So in order to know how old each egg was, what did they do?
They coloured the eggs.
They coloured the eggs, exactly, in different colours. And although here we don't seem to do that much, here it's mainly all chocolate eggs. But in Germany, they hard boil the eggs and then they get coloured. And what's left now for Easter is just you have your hard boiled eggs and they're beautifully decorated or coloured or anything like this just for Easter. But originally, it was so that they actually knew which eggs to eat first. So I'm guessing they would have hard-boiled them then and then coloured them so they knew the red ones were the ones they needed to eat first, followed by the green or blue or whatever the colours were. It's every year when we have Pancake Day and I think of, well, they did that because they wanted to get rid of the flour and the sugar and also the eggs. And having chickens ourselves, I always thought, but the hens would have carried on laying the eggs. What did they do with them? Now we know. They had their own system, colouring them in different colours, so they knew exactly which ones to eat first.
Gotcha. And we say hello and welcome to Julia Straw. Welcome.
Oh, hello, Julia.
Right. Lovely. Now we're a week early with this, but we're going to do it because we're not broadcasting next week. For Austin.
Yeah, it's a little bit early, but we had to say, didn't we?
We did.
As part of the...
Because the that sentences. Is Happy Easter.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what we're going to do is going to go, if I take that off, we're going to go, shall we go back to the beginning? And mm-hmm. If you read the German perfectly, I'll attempt the English.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going back to the first phrase, and the first phrase is...
Der Osterhase, die Osterglocke, das Osterei.
And translated, that's the Easter bunny, daffodil, or Easter egg. Okay, phrase 2.
Ostern ist jedes Jahr an einem anderen Datum.
Easter is a different date every year. Phrase 3.
Bunte Eier zeigen, dass die Fastenzeit vorbei ist.
Sorry, that triggered Siri. For some reason, Siri got involved in that. I don't know. All right, translation. You obviously didn't hear anything because I've got a noise cancellation on. Colourful eggs show that Lent is over. Phrase 4.
Während der Fastenzeit haben die Menschen früher auf viele Lebensmittel verzichtet.
Translated is during Lent, people used to give up a lot of food. Okay, phrase 5.
Darunter auch Eier.
Including eggs. So people gave up a lot of food, including eggs. Mm. And we've got phrase 6.
Aber natürlich haben die Hühner weiterhin Eier gelegt.
But of course, the hens continue to lay eggs. So what do we do?
Diese wurden aufgehoben.
The eggs were kept. Phrase 8.
Damit man wusste, wie alt welches Ei schon war, wurden sie in verschiedenen Farben eingefärbt.
Which translates to? Hang on, I'll put it on the screen that way. In order to know how old each egg was, they were dyed in different colours.
Brilliant system.
Simple and straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it simple. And...
Frohe Ostern, but we can say that at the end.
Happy Easter. Now, this gives me a chance to actually show my new layout, which I'm going to go here, and I'm going to put you a... Do you want the book full screen? Just a minute.
Oh, the...
I see what I mean.
Yeah.
There you are. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I thought... I just wanted to talk a little bit about my gender course. If you remember at the beginning, we had three words, der Osterhase, die Osterglocke, das Osterei. And all three words started... or start with Oster, which means Easter, but then we have a masculine, a feminine, and a neuter noun. We've got der Osterhase, die Osterglocke, das Osterei, and many German learners, and particularly sort of those who started learning German, find this whole der, die, das thing extremely frustrating. And sometimes people think, like, is there somebody sitting there and saying, right, we haven't had many der words, let's have another der word or das or anything. And how does it all work? And why can't we just say the for everything? And my course actually shows you that, although I don't cover every word, because even with a course, there are still some words where even I don't know why they are masculine, feminine, or neuter, but there are actually rules. And they are rules for those nouns which are always masculine and always feminine and always neuter. They're really useful to know, because once you know that, it makes it a lot easier to work out. And there are rules for nouns which are usually masculine, feminine, or neuter. They're not quite so easy to recognize, but to be aware of them makes it a little bit easier for you as well. And the words I just mentioned, Osterhase, Osterglocke, and Osterei, they're called compound nouns because they actually consist of two words. And in English, they are spelled as two words, apart from the daffodil in this case. But we have Easter bunny, which is in English two words, and Easter egg is two words, but in German it's always one word. And the gender of those words depends on the last word within that. So it doesn't matter that all three words start with Oster, it is the end bit, and Hase is masculine, Glocke is feminine, and Ei is neuter. Things like that. A bit about new nouns as well, and like I said, rules for those which are always or usually masculine, feminine, neuter is all covered in my course, which also comes with a worksheet, lots of activities for you to have a go yourself and work it out. And if you complete my course and I've done all the activities, you'll find German, the der, die, or das, a lot easier.
You will. You most certainly will. I've taken the course and it is very good and very comprehensive, and it does get you thinking about why certain words are certain der, die, or das.
Yeah. Takes it away a bit from the English when you think like, oh, why do I need to know this and that? You, after a while, you just do it automatically. That doesn't mean you won't get it wrong. Even I sometimes, even Germans still get it wrong. Yeah, because sometimes there are new words and you think like, I really don't know. And then you need to look it up. But most of the time it works, which is really good.
So that's the course. And Angelika, it's over to you. I lost it there. Just a minute. Okay, bring it back.
That's it. Yeah.
Where do we go next?
Well, actually, next month we're only having one Ask Angelika instead of two, because next week is actually Good Friday, and I've got some other commitments as well. So we have one Ask Angelika on the. I've written it down, and I've lost it on the 21st.
21st of April.
Of April. Not sure yet what we'll talk about. I did wonder whether we ought to talk about this, as we're in April, about the weather.
We could do.
We'll probably get all seasons anyway, won't we?
In England, we talk about weather every single day, of course.
That would be a bit boring, but I think maybe we ought to have one show about the weather. And April is probably the month where we could end up with all four seasons in one go. Well, not in one day, but although sometimes it feels like it. So that probably will be the topic then. Which means until then, it's, well, tschüss von mir und frohe Ostern.
Tschüss von mir und happy Easter. Happy Easter. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Tschüss.